Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, Power Word, Shir number 31. The Torah, when it talks about Einos Devarim, Laisenu Ishes Amisai, right away it says, V'yareisa Me'elokecha. You have to have fear from Hashem. In reference to the Einos Devarim, warning against using ways to cause people pain with words in a subtle way. Because there are many subtle ways and not so subtle ways where a person could get across verbal messages, nonverbal messages that are meant to cause pain and embarrassment, and the speaker is making believe or pretending that they don't mean any harm at all, but in their mind they're intending to hurt the person. That's why the Torah says, V'yareisa Me'elokecha. The Torah is saying, Hashem knows what you're thinking. No matter how clever you make a story, no matter how innocent you look, and you play games, and you're a good actor, and it looks like you mean everything L'shem Shemayim, Hashem knows what's in your head. You can't fool Hashem. Rizal Pliskin brings down an unpleasant story told by someone who went to public school when he was younger. This person's father had died when he was 7 years old. Caused a lot of suffering in his life. Year after year on Father's Day, in the United States is a Father's Day, classmate would come over and say, what did you get your father for Father's Day? And then afterwards, this spiteful child would say, oh, I'm so sorry, I forgot your father isn't alive. This is terrible things. People that could do things like that with intention. And people that seem refined, a lot of times we don't realize it. We may feel we're better people, but a lot of times we are unaware of how much pain we cause with words by being careless. Sometimes it's intentional, like we just mentioned, and sometimes it's a carelessness that even though we think we're more refined and we worked on ourselves, but we lack what these days it's called emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence, by the way, this terminology is a very good one that's spread around now. It's actually the Derech Eretz Kadmah LaTorah concept combined with general basic Midas Tavos and using a Seichel HaYashar. That's what emotional intelligence is. Someone attended a class where another member of the class asked a question which he didn't know the answer to, and he felt embarrassed. So that student had an envy of the one who couldn't answer this time, since he was very bright. So the envious student wanted the other one to recall that incident as often as possible. So he would ask him, you know, like, what was that question the teacher asked you a couple of days ago? Now the student could claim, I'm just asking and I want to know the question. But v'yareisa me'elokecha. Hashem knows that you're using this as a shtick to fool Hashem, to aggravate this guy by mentioning the question that he couldn't answer. So those type of things one needs to be extremely careful to avoid. In feedback, when you're asked for feedback, also is another place where it could be a test with Einos Devarim. You'll be asked by others for feedback on a quality of speech. How did I speak? How did I do this work? How did I behave? How this class I taught, how was it? So you have to be careful. Sometimes a negative feedback is important and you need to say it in a respectful way, constructively. But sometimes it's not healthy. So, if someone is giving one of his first public talks and he's asking for honest feedback because he wants to improve the way he talks, then you could give him an honest assessment. Also positive, very good about the good points, but you repeated this a little longer. Maybe you could have shortened this. Then you could say that. But on the other hand, if it's an older person, an old Rav, for example, he's giving a goodbye, Teshuvah Shalom to his congregation, or he's been giving shir for a good few years already, what practicality is there to tell him you need to improve? Even if he asks later, how did I... So anyway, so Rav that that speaks, how did I do? There's no reason other than to make positive comments. So when feedback is worded constructively, and you point out ways a person can improve, is a chesed, and you could even go so far as to telling them they lack a talent in a certain field, but you have to be careful how you say it. A lot of it is how you say something, not what you say very often, but how you say it and what your kavana is. If someone will indeed gain from constructive criticism, and you point out practical ways where the person can improve, and you give them aitzes, that's very helpful. But if the person you sense is overly sensitive, or they won't gain from your criticism, then you avoid saying it. Shov al tasa odif, by the way. It's better if you're not certain, don't say anything. Let's say someone said a very boring talk and he asked you how the ending sounds. You may want to say, oh, it's a wonderful ending, and everyone in the audience was glad that your talk was over. Sarcasm. That's very, very painful. Should not be said like that. You have to be tactful. You start out, you quote a lot of good sources, a lot of knowledge there, a lot of scholarship. But the audience doesn't have the attention span, and it's difficult for them, you know, and they need to be clarified a little better or whatever it is. So you're tactful when you do it. Then another aspect is to find the good in people. Everyone has positive and negatives. Even if a person has a negative, there are times that the negative could be a positive. A chutzpah, for example, could be used in a positive way. Right? In other words, if you're a chutzpahdik guy and you're collecting tzedakah, you'll go to a miserly person and try to get money out of him for a worthy cause. Then chutzpah is not a bad thing at all. But when you find good in people, you'll express more positive things about them rather than the negative ones. You'll see the good in people. Will be more likely not to say hurtful comments when you view people in a positive light, and even the negative, trying to see how they could use those midos for constructive, you know, behaviors. Focus on the quality, the potential good quality of others. Sometimes it's dormant, but if you're wise enough, you'll be able to see it. Sometimes a person seems to have many faults on the outside, but when you envision him to his potential, you'll be able to motivate him to become that way. Sort of similar to Rabbi Yochanan when he saw Rish Lakish even as the robber, before he became, you know, Rish Lakish, that he saw some potential in him. So to repeat the lessons of this shir, the Yareisa Me'elekecha, it says, Lo'yseinu ishesam isev Yareisa Me'elekecha, have fear of Hashem. Hashem knows what's in your mind. And you could be subtle, you could be a good actor, you could be manipulative. Hashem knows what you're doing. If your intent is to cause pain, no one else realizes it, Hashem does. And it's something not to mess around with. Feedback, be careful how you respond when people ask you for feedback, or to decide when your feedback is necessary, how to word something constructively when you do need to talk, how to avoid saying things that are painful and insensitive, even as you are trying to have them improve on something, which is an act of chesed, because sometimes you would have a chiyuv to do that as a chesed, but you have to be careful in the manner in which you do it. And the last point of what we said is looking at the good in people and trying to zoom in on the great potential that they have within. And that's it goes together. Or a betuv Yerushalayim means, I heard a great pshat, or a betuv Yerushalayim means that you see with a good eye in Yerushalayim, betuv, with the ayin toiva, then everything is good. Bracha natzlacha.